President Bush said today that America's journey into space will go on. Even before John F. Kennedy's 1961 State of the Union speech initiating Project Apollo, America's space program was a source of national pride. And NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says Saturday's news of a space shuttle tragedy dealt another blow to a nation already bruised.
Between January 28, 1986, when the space shuttle Challenger exploded shortly after takeoff, and February 1, 2003, when the shuttle Columbia blew up on re-entering the atmosphere, much has happened to darken the mood of America and make national disaster harder to take. There have been, in the first place, the hijacking attacks, now familiarly known as 9/11. There has been recession and has been diminished confidence in the culture of corporations, the church, the media, and the government. In 1986, the country, shaken as it was by losing NASA's pride and joy with a schoolteacher in the crew, still waited patiently the 4 months it took to find the answer, rubber O-rings that malfunctioned at very low temperatures. There is no way of knowing how long it will take this time to find the answer, but in a general atmosphere of vulnerability, some had to think twice before dismissing the idea of foul play at a most unlikely altitude. The Bush administration is devoting itself to trying to allay nervousness by emphasizing regularity and continuity in government. White House spokesman said several different ways, several times, that the Columbia disaster does not affect the president's discharge of his responsibilities and his agenda, other than a trip tomorrow to Houston for a memorial at the Johnson Space Center. And so the government carries on. The budget for fiscal 2004 was released today on schedule, although some of the figures on space may be subject to change. Secretary of State Colin Powell has no plans to postpone his climactic appearance on Wednesday before the United Nations Security Council to bolster the case against Iraq, which may be the case for going to war. The president says he will continue to support the space program, as President Reagan said in 1986. Once more, the government picks itself up off the floor and says, life goes on. But America has suffered one more blow to its sense of invincibility. This is Daniel Shore.